When you need legal representation, having the right team to represent you is crucial. Since 1958, Norman Deller has helped thousands of clients with their legal matters in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Whether your case is personal injury, estate planning, probate, employment or business law, civil litigation, real estate, or family law, the attorneys at Norman Deller offer years of expertise and knowledge. If you find yourself in need of legal representation, call Norman Deller at 654-0911 or visit normandeller.com. The Law Office of Norman Deller, providing legal excellence you can trust since 1958.
Hi, Jim Duran here, Executive Director of Cypress Place Senior Living in Ventura. Do you have a loved one or a family member with Alzheimer's or dementia? Are you struggling to care for them? If so, we invite you to come by and visit our beautiful assisted living community with a special memory care area for residents with Alzheimer's and dementia. We have spacious apartments that can be rented on a month-to-month basis, either privately or shared, and include 24-hour supervision by our specially trained caregivers. Amenities include 3 gourmet meals daily. We also have housekeeping, laundry, linen service, utilities, transportation, and a full schedule of daily activities that build esteem and nurture the mind, body, and soul. Please come by to see how your family member or loved one can live the life they deserve and how you, once again, can regain your own peace of mind. To schedule an appointment today, please call 650-8000 or you can visit us on our website at cypressplaceseniorliving.com.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Gray Matters, brought to you by Cypress Place and the law offices of Norman Dowler. And now your hosts, Sherry Kerman and Jim Duran.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, everyone.
How are you doing, Jim?
I'm doing great, Sherry. How are you?
I'm doing great. Can you believe it's the 28th of May?
Memorial Day weekend.
Yay! Monday is a holiday. I'm so glad. And what a beautiful weekend.
Awesome weekend.
Yep. And here we are halfway through the year, almost.
And thank you all of you who are at the park listening to us on the radio right now. We so appreciate that.
As you sun yourself with the beginnings of the summer sun. I said the other day, you know, it's really lovely out there. It almost feels like spring at the end of May. Well, here we are again, another great week, Gray Matters. We have lots of fun stuff to talk about. We're going to jump right in. We have a very exciting special, actually, guests right now.
Two guests, that's
two
right.
Two guests. One is always with us. That's Tom Spence. How are you doing, Tom?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Great. Nobody usually hears Tom very much because he's kind of silent. But Tom is the co-host of a show that runs right after ours. And Donnie Kakamisi, how are you doing, Donnie?
Great, great. Thanks for letting me be here today. It's great to be here with both of you.
Great. Well, it's great. We're so excited that you're here. So Donnie and Tom have a show called Horsepower for an Hour, which happens to air right after ours. So I urge everyone listening, it's a beautiful day, it's beautiful weather, keep that radio on for one more little hour and listen to Horsepower for an Hour. It's a great show.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun. The hour seems to pass so quickly, doesn't it?
Yeah. We say that every week. What? We're done?
Yeah, absolutely. It's so quick.
It's amazing.
Hey, Donnie, how did you and Tom, I know you came up with this. How did you guys come together? What was the reason behind your show?
We experimented last year, or about 14 months ago, with Horsepower for Half an Hour. And we met with another radio personality here upstairs. And we did a little bit of think tanking. And to be honest with you, Jim, it's a great question. I didn't believe in the beginning that this would have any traction, no pun intended.
That's good.
And I didn't really believe that it had a place. And I'll never forget, I was standing out at my home and I was having a conversation with Tom on the phone. And he said, you know, I really think that there's a hole in the market, and I think that your content can fill it. And I remember, as I heard it, I have nothing but respect and admiration for Tom because he's been in it since 1979.
So he's sitting in the room.
And clear, but he knows what he's talking about. But the truth of the matter is, I remember thinking, what does this guy see that I don't? Because I've been in the automotive industry for 34 years.
Right.
Oftentimes, and I learned quite a bit about myself, is when I begin thinking about something that I have seen and been around day in and day out, I think, how could it be interesting or exciting to someone else? Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. just the opposite is true. Mm-hmm. What we learned in the early goings when we were horsepower for half an hour was that there were a number of people, and I mean quite a few people, that had questions with respect to how to buy a used car. What do I look for when I, and we're going to talk some about that today.
Yep.
But what do I look for when I'm purchasing a used car? Is a new car better value? And if it is, then what is the best car to buy? Is a used car a better value? And if that's the case, then what is the best, you know, value there?
Right.
And then other questions came up with, I'm having a noise, I'm having a, it stumbles, it stutters.
You're kind of like our own little local click and clack.
You know, and we didn't, well, at least I didn't expect for that to happen.
Right.
And I, again, Click and Clack is a great program, and who can argue with their success?
Right.
But I just didn't see that as being part of horsepower for an hour. Or mm-hmm. In the beginning, I didn't even see horsepower for an hour coming.
Right.
And it was almost like, how is horsepower for a half an hour going to work? And then as the weeks and then beyond that, the months kind of progressed, and Tom had that conversation with me. He said, you know, I think there's something here. And I thought, you know, maybe, I mean, clearly, he's been in radio since 79. He must know a little bit about what he's talking about.
Yes.
So I said, okay, well, let's give it a shot. And we launched out our program on March the 5th. And
a month before we came over to KVTA.
And we piloted the program with our road tests of the Challenger, Mustang, and Camaro. And it was very well received. It was better received by the manufacturers than it was by the community. But at the same time, the community was really excited about mm-hmm. it. And that's kind of fun. When people are excited about something that you're doing, mm-hmm.
It feeds it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it mm-hmm. does. All of a sudden, you Absolutely. Feel your heart beating, and you think, well, maybe mm-hmm. this is going to work. Then all of a sudden, we're getting emails, and now we have listeners in Brisbane, Australia. We've
wow.
got listeners in Puerto Rico. We have listeners all over the United States.
That is awesome.
Yeah, we're creeping up on 1,000 likes on the Facebook. It's something that we just could have never. I don't know, Tom. What do you think?
Well, you couldn't have never, but it sounds like Tom could envision this,
yeah,
right,
Tom? Yeah,
apparently
Tom did envision.
Yeah, some of them just have that heat. And you feel it. And you see where it's going to go. And this was definitely a show like that because we had a show years ago on the air where the two guys had a car show, but there was one ingredient missing, and it was cars.
Oh.
Because the guys would just start chatting, and they would say stuff, and they would be talking away, and then we'd say, well, when are you going to get to the cars? But they had a great history in the community.
Right.
They were extremely likable, but it was sort of goofy, and zero, like, humor intended here. They were on for 2 hours, and about 10 to 15 minutes of it was on cars.
And that was it.
And the rest of it was yucking it up. So they were pleasant guys, but I thought if you could drive those two things, no pun intended, together and make that work with all the information, still have fun, it would go. And this is definitely taken off very nicely.
Apparently, with listeners in Brisbane and 1,000 likes on Facebook, that's amazing.
It's pretty amazing.
Well, we're not quite at 1,000 yet. I think we're pulling up on 800, but we're cresting. We crested the 500 mark, and now we're approaching 800 quickly. And we've got a dozen or so car clubs that are constantly. I spoke with West Coast Gearheads this morning, and mm-hmm. they're wondering if we can do some live broadcasts from some of their car events. And so it's just been something. Well, Jim, I'm sure you'll agree with this. It's only God could have foreseen it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, but we're just pleased to be a part of it. I tell Tom all the time, you know, God's in control. We're just the passengers.
And I'm in the trunk at this point.
Speaking into the drive-thru.
Yeah, that's it. Going into the drive-in and having a good time. But it's amazing working with Donnie because his career has been in car repair, but his past
right.
has also did a lot of driving when you were a kid. He's a huge fan of drag racing. And having his knowledge, and I've been in the back seat a lot chatting away, so I'm sort of that guy on the show where
right.
I can throw in a couple of things here and there, and I love the test drives. We have driven so many cars at this yeah. point. You know, we are out with Mercedes mm-hmm. and just having a blast with that and learning, you know, from a consumer point of view with what's fun and
right.
then learning how it works. And we have these, the other thing that's been great about the car guys, and this really surprised me because dealerships, I was used to the cliche salesman.
Right.
But when you get with some of these guys and they're passionate about their cars.
Yes.
it's cool. Then yes. You see, okay, this is a different aspect of the car purchasing formula.
Sure, sure, absolutely. And so, you know, we want to talk a lot about, well, we've got a lot of time together today on the show, and I know you've had some, Donnie, some personal experiences recently about some end-of-life planning and things like that that you want to share as a way, and maybe some of our listeners out there will help understand the importance of this. You know, it's funny because, I'm the estate planning attorney, right? And I tell people all the time, you need to get a trust, you need to get a will, you need to do this kind of planning. And everyone says, well, yeah, you're going to say that because that's what you do. Mm. But maybe I do it because I believe it so strongly. So, but Donnie, you're someone, it's not what you do. And you had some experiences recently with some, well, not even end of life planning, sort of after the end of life planning, that really gave you some peace. So we want to talk about that a little bit. And then we want to tap into your expertise as well about looking for cars, car repairs, and things like that, because, you know, we want to help our seniors or the caregivers.
Sure.
So that they, if they need to buy a car, you know, they know, we talked about new versus used, what you need to look for, you know, what might be some red flags that you've got a predatory seller out there or something mm-hmm. like that. So we're going to have some fun.
We're going to find out today what is the best car for a senior, aren't we?
Well, a lot of that's opinionated.
Options.
But yeah, I can give you a few to choose from. One that was, and we can start right there if you like. There's
sure.
one that I was surprised with, and Tom and I were talking about this as recently as a few weeks ago. The Toyota Scion. He mentioned to me that it's very easy ingress and egress, and that's not one that I have any.
That's getting in and getting out.
Yeah, to get in. Yeah, to get in and get out.
For those of you who don't know those legal car terms, I didn't know you used that in. I didn't know that was car ease as well. It's legal ease, ingress and egress. But I didn't know it was car ease.
Well, I guess it it branches out in many directions, I guess. Right. But the truth of the matter is, you know, as we get older, I know I personally recently had an MRI done, and they let me know that they, meaning the doctor, that I have degenerative tissue in my lower tailbone. And I'll say this, it's painful, especially around 4 or 4:30 at night. And I do the best I can not to take any aspirin or anything, but there are days when I just have to because it is very painful.
It really hurts. Mm-hmm.
I drive a Chevrolet Silverado pickup truck. This is definitely not the kind of car you want to have as you get older. I'm going to have to, in fact, my wife and I are going to talk about it, I'm going to have to get rid of it. As much as I like the utilitarian portion of my truck, it's just not something that's easy for me at 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. It just kills my back getting in and out of it.
Okay.
I'm looking for something that's comfortable for me to get in and to get into and to get out of.
Okay. And that would be the ingress and the egress.
Egress. Right. And so one of the, and an easy car to own because it's not, it's just not an expensive car is, as I said earlier, top of the show, and it's Tom's choice. Is Toyota Scion.
Is that what you have, Tom?
I bought one of those by accident.
Oh.
Yes, it
how
was
does
an
one buy
thing.
A car? Oh my gosh, look what I just purchased. I went in for milk and I don't know how it got in my bag, sweetheart.
Yeah, walked on the lot with a wifey and I thought, that is the dumbest looking automobile I've ever seen in my life. And as I was thinking that, she said, how cute. And we got in it, and I drove it around with a kid that was probably a youngster for a car salesman. Mm-hmm. And he was probably in his early 20s. The kid, if he was anything, he was like 6'1", 6'2". Not gigantic, but certainly tall. We get
tall,
in this
right?
car, and I'm looking going, this is amazing. Because I'm sort of big shoulders, and this kid was tall. And I said, this car is really fun to drive, economical, and it's so low to the ground. It was made for kids. They thought this was going to be, and it has been in the show cars.
Right.
But as we were driving it, I looked at the kid and I said, am I going to look like a dope driving this because it's a kid car? And he said, the age is weird. He said, we have 18 to 25 year olds that want it. Then we have 40 plus that want it because of the
ingress and egress.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And it is exactly that. Economical. Fun to drive, way more space than you would imagine. It's a wonderful car, and I have 128,000 on that, and it's just
still
driving like nothing.
You know, I'll tell you too, because those cars, I always love cars with what I call a face, right? Where you see it and you know exactly what it is.
It's distinctive.
It's distinctive. It has a face instead of, well, is that a this kind or that kind? Because they all look the same. And the Scion for sure has a face. Yeah.
The other car that we really liked that we test drove recently was the Chevrolet Tahoe. As far as the 2011 models are concerned, that was easy to get in of. Easy to get
those
into.
Those are higher though, right?
Yeah, it's but it but in, in it's difficult to explain without pictures, but it is a little higher than the Scion, but at the same time, because of the way it's designed, it's easy to get in and easy to get out. But beyond that, very easy to maneuver in a parking lot.
Right. Now, let me ask you, this one just came in my head, the Element. The Honda Element, because don't the doors open so it's a big open space, like the front door? I thought the front door on the Element opened like a normal door, but then the back door swung from the back?
Well, now that's an interesting question. We've been to Honda, and we previewed the Pilot, and what was the other one that we tried? The Pilot and the Ridgeline.
Yeah, there you are.
And both of those, neither one of those vehicles had what you're describing, but possibly, and we haven't looked at the Element, so I couldn't say.
But you know which one that is,
right? Yeah, I know
what
you're talking about, yeah.
Because I was thinking in terms of easy in, easy out, when you've got a big, you know, if you can open up the front and the back, and now you've got this huge space because they open, both of them are opening to the same side of the car, right? And that would make it very easy for someone to get into the back seat, right? Because it's a big open spot.
Yeah, and as people tend to get, as people get older, the last thing that you want to do is be in a position where you make yourself vulnerable. And so a few things have to be taken into consideration. And it's a difficult line to draw in the sand as far as what is the best car to purchase as you get older, and then combine that with the best value, because the two don't fit hand in hand, unfortunately.
Right.
Right.
Well, you know what's
right.
interesting is we own a Grand Marquis at Cypress Place. That's what we take everybody around in. But we used to lease these cars, and we used to have a Lincoln, and it was a Lincoln Continental. And we went around for 3 years in that, and it was great. And well, it was time to trade it in. When we went to trade it in, they said, well, listen, for the price that you're paying right now, we got to downsize you. So I said, okay, I wanted it to fit the budget. So I drive back to Cypress with a Grand Marquis, and I almost got shot because it had many inches shorter, you know, and just the perception of you brought us back a smaller car. And but once they rode in it, they were fine. You know, it was beautiful. So here we go, 3 years with the Grand Marquis. Then I go back to trade it in, and they said, listen, no more Grand Marquis. We're not making
them
anymore.
They don't make them anymore.
This was the last year. We're not making them anymore. So there's no there's not one I could give you. I go, what about a Lincoln? Well, and then I started looking for Cadillacs. I started looking for big cars to lease, and they're just not out there. You can't lease big cars anymore. You can buy them, and so we ended up buying a Grand Marquis. It was the last one that we could purchase. It was a used one, a great deal, $14,000 on it. Got a great deal in Ventura, but. I thought, man, our seniors love these big cars, and they wanted me to come home, and nothing wrong with a Ford Taurus, but I couldn't come home in a Ford Taurus because it was a bit smaller yet than a Grand Marquis.
So do you think that's like an emotional perception then of what's going on?
Big time, because okay. You know, they've been used to being chauffeured around in the large cars. Once you live at Cypress, you're chauffeured around in the large car, then all of a sudden it's about, you know, 12 inches shorter, you're going, what happened to my car?
Right.
And then I come, then if I were
and
to come back with a smaller
shorter.
Yeah, well, it would have been all over.
Yeah,
well,
size matters a lot of times until you get in it, and then you understand it, and it's a good drive. You know, another one that we really enjoyed was that Cadillac, the mini SUV style that I liked so much.
Oh, the SRX.
Yeah, the SRX.
Mm-hmm. Is that the crossover?
Yes,
the crossover?
Right.
Yeah, those are nice looking cars.
Great drive, and if you have to put something in it, like a wheelchair, mm-hmm. very easy to get into, and all of the things that you consider as you go through these cars, it's fun driving them, and it's fun going out there and getting the information. And going back to Mercedes, that was another one that we were talking about that used the space so incredibly well. And I'm sure we'll get into this later, but the idea, and you said that I've never heard this phrase either, just lease return. And the amount of money you can save and quality you can get
absolutely.
When you really look around.
I think the best value that there's out there as far as a new car, safety features, easy to get into, and I guess most comfortable would be Acura MDX. And
okay.
I wanted Tom to be here because we looked at that a few weeks ago. And when we looked at it, we were both pleasantly surprised. Very well built.
Right.
It seems like it's a small car until you get in it,
and then
there's
right.
plenty of room in it.
Right.
Easy to get into it, easy to get out of it. Great gas mileage. I'm talking about Acura MDX.
And boy, there was another great car.
And let's quick stop for a quick commercial break. When we get back, we can talk more about it, and we'll continue our conversation with Donnie Cacamisi and Tom Spence. This is Sherry and Jim on Gray Matters. We'll be right back.
Hi, Jim Duran here, Executive Director of Cypress Place Senior Living in Ventura. Do you have a loved one or a family member with Alzheimer's or dementia? Are you struggling to care for them? If so, we invite you to come by and visit our beautiful assisted living community with a special memory care area for residents with Alzheimer's and dementia. We have spacious apartments that can be rented on a month-to-month basis, either privately or shared, and include 24-hour supervision by our specially trained caregivers. Amenities include 3 gourmet meals daily. We also have housekeeping, laundry, linen service, utilities, transportation, and a full schedule of daily activities that build esteem and nurture the mind, body, and soul. Please come by to see how your family member or loved one can live the life they deserve and how you, once again, can regain your own peace of mind. To schedule an appointment today, please call 650-8000 or you can visit us on our website at cypressplaceseniorliving.com.
When you're considering a reverse mortgage, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. If you're a homeowner at least 62 years of age, a reverse mortgage may help you convert your home equity to tax-free loan proceeds. Contact a reverse mortgage consultant today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Consult a tax advisor. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage, a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., is an equal housing lender. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
For more information and to find out how a reverse mortgage could benefit you, call 866-398-5638. That's 866-398-5638.
Hi, this is Sherry Kerman of Norman Dowler, the law firm you can trust to get it right, proudly representing the people of Ventura County honestly, ethically, and with great integrity for over 50 years. Norman Dowler is among the preeminent law firms in Ventura County and has a team of dedicated professionals who consistently exceed the expectations of our clients. Legal matters are no laughing matter. When you're faced with a legal crisis, you want the best representation. Norman Dowler, 654-0911 or visit normandowler.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Sherry again at Gray Matters.
And Jim Duran.
That's right. And we have right now in the studio Donnie Cacamisi and Tom Spence. We're talking about cars right before the break. We were talking about the MDX.
Correct. And that's so, really, yeah, and if I can just wrap that up for you, Tom and I both had the opportunity. We were invited out to Acura to preview this car. It's a fantastic value. Everything about the car we liked. It, as I said before, went to the break. It seems like a small, compact car until you get in it. Then it's huge. Gas mileage, I think, was 18 and 28.
Very nice.
Wow.
3.5 liter engine, plenty of pep, plenty of I mean, it was really the car.
Great.
And for people
great.
Who want to concentrate on safety, too, these cars are very highly rated, very safe,
perfect.
Solid cars.
Perfect.
Yeah, they got them out. We were invited out to Gold Coast Acura here in town, but they've got them at any Acura store.
Right.
But that's
right.
The one.
Perfect.
As far, if I had to, I guess, take the leap and recommend one model for someone with back debilitations or maybe getting older, then it would be Acura MDX, because not only is it easy to get in and out of, it also has plenty of storage for you to pack
right.
your things.
Perfect.
And go.
Perfect. So. All right. We're going to talk for a couple of minutes now to Nancy Cohn of the Ventura Breeze, and then Donnie's coming back because we got more stuff to talk about with cars and purchasing them.
And Spence ain't leaving us.
And Spence ain't ever leaving us. Spence might get quieter again for a minute, but he's never leaving. And we love it when Spence joins our conversations.
Spence,
right, Spence?
Is wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Nancy, how are you?
I'm fantastic, and it's always good to see all of you. And Spence, he's one of my heroes anyway, so We love him.
Tell us what's going on. You're here. You've got that great column in The Breeze called The Senior Connection, because it's
right.
Nancy Cone.
And I wanted to let everyone know the current edition of The Breeze. This month, it's actually, this issue is longer than usual. And in this particular issue, I interviewed Patty Jaeger, who works for the Area Agency on Aging. She's a registered dietitian, and she handles senior nutrition.
Okay.
And so we talked about eating habits and what people should be looking for as far as nutrition as they get to be 55, 60.
Perfect.
And in the issue, the next issue coming out on Wednesday, Patty did a whole breakdown for me on every vitamin and mineral that you should be taking as you age and what works together.
So we need to make sure everybody goes and gets a copy of The Breeze. Nancy, where can you find those?
Oh my gosh, you can find them everywhere, literally hundreds and hundreds of places. Every doctor's office, you can find them in the train station, you can find them in the shuttles, you can find them in any taxi cabs, restaurants, any place, pretty much any place you go anymore. Just look outside liquor stores. Nobody drinks, of course.
If you can't remember, you can pick them up at 1200 or 1220 Cypress Point Lane.
Absolutely.
We have them at Cypress Place Senior Living.
Absolutely.
And we've had to deliver several times over there because they often run out.
That's a great problem to have.
And also, if you can't get out, we are on the internet. Just go to www.venturabreeze.com. Doesn't get any easier than that.
Not much easier than that. That's great. So, you know, everyone, we all need to get this next edition so we can really read up about it. But Nancy, tell us what you learned. So you guys talked about, you said eating habits.
Well, one of the things that I really learned especially is I started taking vitamin B and B12 especially and calcium, and they work really well together, especially if you have any propensity toward osteoporosis or anything like mm-hmm. that, and or osteopenia, which is the precursor.
It's the precursor to osteoporosis,
and
right?
It really helps stave off that. But working together, it's just amazing, and it's also helped. I mean, I had used to have a cholesterol problem. Everything's perfect now. Ever since I started taking all these vitamins and minerals, I don't have to worry anymore. It's just amazing.
You feel better?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Except for my back. That's why I was listening to the.
Well, you'll have to stay. That's right. You have to stay because we're going to talk more about that too, and what things, what features one might want when they are having back problems and things like that.
And I have to tell you very quickly, I'm working I work for caregivers
yes.
full time, and we partnered up with Rotary East. I met one of the community service people. They wanted to do something like extreme home makeovers for seniors. Grabbed the guy at a meeting and said, "You're not going to work with any other organization but us." So we did our first extreme home makeover this past Saturday. We got about a half a dozen high school kids from Ventura High School in Foothill that are part of the Building Bridges program. And about 20 of the people from Rotary came out. And we went to visit a 96-year-old man, Kurt McKenna, who lives in Casita Springs by himself. He bought the house when he was 80 and it was falling down. And he literally restored the entire base of the house. He propped it up using a car jack and fixed.
Wow.
Hey, Donnie, look at that, 101 uses for a car jack.
It was amazing. I mean, the whole place was filled with dry rot, totally replaced everything himself. An amazing man. He's got macular degeneration and he's hard of hearing, but he's living on a property with almost an acre of land. And
everyone came,
they cleared out all the brush, the weeds, we cleaned his house inside and out, and the man is amazing. This basically sums him up. He said, "Everyone tells me what an interesting life I've led." He said, "But I'm still alive. I'm still living an interesting
right.
life."
So stop talking about it in the past tense.
Yeah. So this is just the first of many we are going to do, and we want to bring all the other Rotary clubs in Ventura in together to work on a cross-pollination project.
And how do you, so this is Extreme Home Makeover.
Basically, it's with caregivers and any Rotary club. Rotary is always looking for people that want to reach out and help people.
Well, how do those people that need to be reached out and helped, how do they qualify
right,
to get
that's,
on this?
Well, that was just my question.
It's through
yeah.
caregivers. That's why it's such a perfect matchup, because we do the assessments and we know people that have issues with their homes, anything that needs to be done, and maybe the finances aren't as strong as they need
so
to be.
Because you go into the homes and because mm-hmm. you know, you see these things.
That right. Is, and then you awesome. Can go to the Rotary group and say, hey, here's the next house that we need to do.
Right. And it's just amazing. I mean, we're going to put new roofs on places. We're going to fix porches if they need anything like ramps or anything that people have, like anybody that's got any kind of issues as far as disabilities or
that's
something.
Awesome.
We can go in and repair everything free.
So, awesome. Nancy, somebody who's interested, and I'd like to, let's talk a little bit about caregivers and what it does and how someone would get involved either as on your side of things, going into the home and helping, or if they needed care.
Absolutely, because we are always looking for volunteers. We're in six cities, as you know, Camarillo, Fillmore. Spence understands that. We may be helping you someday. Santa Paula, Port Hueneme, Oxnard, and Ventura. So if you're 60 or over, or you know somebody that has health issues, we're there to help. And we're a nonprofit. So if you make a donation to us, everything's tax deductible. I can't speak today. But
it's because it's Friday and it's going to be a long weekend.
But
it's not Friday. It's already Saturday. You see, that's there you go.
It's
you
Friday.
You can't.
Oh, no.
Saturday.
It is Saturday. Oh, my gosh.
It's Saturday.
Where am I? I forgot.
That's just how crazy
our missed a whole
that's
day.
Just how crazy it is.
Whoosh. Missed a whole day.
Good thing it's a long weekend because I'm not ready to go back to work.
But anything we do, we never charge anything for our services. And we have the high school kids that come in from several of the high schools in Oxnard and Ventura. They provide maybe cleaning services, or they'll mow the lawn, things like that. It's a wonderful intergenerational program that we have, and it gives kids community service hours. The other thing is that we always need volunteers, and we have some of the greatest volunteers out there. We have people that have been with us for 20 years as volunteers and then suddenly called us and said, you know what?
I need help.
Okay.
So if somebody, whether they want to help or whether they need help, how do they reach you?
They would call 805, of course, and that's 658-8530. Or they can reach us at www.vc, as in Ventura County, caregivers, with an S on the end, .org, vccaregivers.org. And I also want to jump really quickly to the Breeze, because I'm so proud. I've been working with them almost since the very beginning. And as you know, Sheldon Brown is just one of the greatest guys out there.
He is.
He just had a birthday on May the 5th.
Oh, did he?
How old did he turn?
I will not give that information out. I love my job too much.
Well, I'll tell you what. He was at our Cinco de Mayo celebration on the 7th.
Right.
We sang him happy birthday, and it was just, yeah, it was
that's
awesome.
That's great. He's a great guy.
He's a great guy.
And what an amazing thing he's done with this paper.
Oh, it's just, he grew it from nothing, and mm-hmm. it's now considered the most popular paper in the area because we really cover the actual news of what's going on.
Yes.
And our advertising prices are probably the best. I know, Jim, you certainly advertise with us.
And Gray Matters has an ad, and we always
Matters
see our picture.
And we get so many calls about this. So if you're interested in finding out more about this, you can contact us at 805-653-0791 or go to advertising at VenturaBreeze.com. I mean, it's really worth it. And if you mention Gray Matters, we'll give you your ad in color at no extra charge.
Did you hear that, everybody?
That's
mention
awesome.
Gray Matters, and you can upgrade to a color ad at no extra charge. That's great, Nancy. And thank you to Sheldon, too. That's super.
He's so generous. And just to give you an idea, somebody wrote in a little blurb thanking me for an article I did. I had so many calls about that saying, when was the article? I missed it. People read the paper.
People
That's
read the
right,
paper.
They sure do.
So I see you brought some. It looks like last month's last edition.
This current issue. I did. It's the article on Eating Right, Part One.
Okay, and so talk to us about Eating Right, Part One.
Well, Patty Jaeger is. I've known her since I used to run the senior center in Ventura, and she really cares about people's health. And I thought, gosh, you know, I haven't done anything about nutrition. And more as people are getting older, they're dealing with more issues, high blood pressure, cholesterol, possible pre-diabetes or diabetes. And she's obviously on a one-woman mission to wipe it out. And she'll go and speak all through the county to different agencies and senior centers. And she demonstrates fruits and vegetables, what's really healthy for you. But I wanted people to really be reading about what they need in their diet.
Right.
So I said, I'm limited to 500 words. And that was not going to happen. So we ended up with a two-parter.
Okay.
And it's just, I mean, everything she offers is really from experience. This is her life.
And so what tips is she giving us in part one?
Well, basically, you need to exercise, of course, and you need to eat more green leafy vegetables, not rely on yellow vegetables, where most people seem to gravitate to that, or orange vegetables like corn. And you want to stay
What's
more
an orange vegetable?
Carrots.
Oh, okay. So, I didn't know. Wasn't thinking
about
that.
And yams, which are...
Okay, right.
I mean, these are more... You want to stick more with protein that's a little more positive. You want to eat more beans, if anything. And you shouldn't be eating anything that's like meat that's more larger than the size of the palm of your hand, that kind of thing.
What's that?
You want to... If you're going to eat a piece of meat, it shouldn't be larger than the palm, the inside of your hand.
Well, then don't eat it if you can't eat more than that. You can't. Then don't waste your time.
See, I was going to say just the opposite. You're going to then savor it.
Yeah, I guess. Give me another piece. Where's your piece?
They have your palm, too.
But, you know, obviously, you really should focus more on fish and chicken, things like that. If you're going, if you need to have some kind of live creatures.
Right.
Carcass in your... and most of us do.
It's one of the biggest problems, isn't it, with seniors, especially the ones that live alone, is not cooking right for themselves. Nutrition is huge. I mean, a dietitian comes in, reviews our menus to make sure we have a balanced diet for every one of our seniors.
Well, you know, when you're... Yeah, and yes, it is. And, you know, when you're on your own, I mean, I see this just in my house. If there's a night where the kids are out and so there's no cooking, or they have their schedules are so crazy, we don't cook.
Right.
And so I can totally see, even at 43, being on my own and going, I'll just have a bowl of cereal. Well, that's not nutritious for dinner. When you're by yourself,
right,
you know, who wants to? So it takes an effort.
Absolutely.
But I think once you get into the habit of it, does it really take that much longer for a bowl of cereal as a salad, a fresh salad?
Right.
And put the salt away.
You
want to learn how to start using spices to really liven up things that way.
Absolutely.
Because you can make it every bit as tasty, but you need to put the salt away because your blood pressure is now shooting up. The other thing is that a lot of people start having iron issues. Like they don't have enough iron in their blood. Iron poor blood. Remember those old ads from Saratan, nature spelled backwards?
Right.
I can see Spence is looking. You must remember that one. Or Geritol.
I think I'll keep her. The most chauvinistic ad ever run on television.
When
the guy's there, and now she takes Geritol, and the guy says, I think I'll keep her.
Because she took out the Geritol?
Yeah. And
well,
even
you know,
then,
that's
I
how
thought,
we all ought to pick our spouses, right?
Yeah. And then I thought, wow, there's a good one.
There's a good one. All right, then I guess I'll keep
about
her.
Right.
But every time Spence runs his blood drive, he knows I always show up for that. But I know that I have to eat a lot of broccoli ahead of time because that'll bring your iron up.
Sure.
I have iron poor blood, and I have to be very, very careful.
Do you want to bring it up before you?
So I have to eat beans, and Spence doesn't come too near me when I do that.
Nancy, thank you so much for coming and spending a few minutes with us here.
Thanks for all
so
you do,
glad.
Nancy.
Thank
and
you.
I'm
thank
thrilled
you.
That you're doing the show. I can't even say enough of how wonderful it is.
We're thrilled to have this partnership with The Breeze, too. And we know we're going to have you on every month. We're going to talk to you every month to see what's going on, all the new stuff that's going on. And we're so excited. So make sure everyone gets your new edition of The Breeze. We're going to stop for a real quick, short commercial break. Come back and talk to Donnie for a few more minutes, and then we'll have our last guest because it's a very special month coming on. So we'll see you right in a minute.
Hi, Jim Duran here, Executive Director of Cypress Place Senior Living in Ventura.
Do you have a loved one or a family member with Alzheimer's or dementia? Are you struggling to care for them? If so, we invite you to come by and visit our beautiful assisted living community with a special memory care area for residents with Alzheimer's and dementia. We have spacious apartments that can be rented on a month-to-month basis, either privately or shared, and include 24-hour supervision by our specially trained caregivers. Amenities include 3 gourmet meals daily. We also have housekeeping, laundry, linen service, utilities, transportation, and a full schedule of daily activities that build esteem and nurture the mind, body, and soul. Please come by to see how your family member or loved one can live the life they deserve and how you, once again, can regain your own peace of mind. To schedule an appointment today, please call 650-8000 or you can visit us on our website at cypressplaceseniorliving.com.
When you're considering a reverse mortgage, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. If you're a homeowner at least 62 years of age, a reverse mortgage may help you convert your home equity to tax-free loan proceeds. Contact a reverse mortgage consultant today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Consult a tax advisor. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage, a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., is an equal housing lender. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC.
For more information and to find out how a reverse mortgage could benefit you, call 866-398-5638. That's 866-398-5638.
I want to keep singing.
Okay, go ahead.
Keep it going.
So, woo, that was interesting. The Breeze is such a great paper.
I love The Breeze. I love Sheldon. They're awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody. And Nancy's great. And the stuff that she does with caregivers, too, is super.
Sheldon's a great guy. I see him very frequently throughout the community. He's always got a great attitude. He's always willing to help.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's definitely one of the guys you want to give the key to the city to.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's right.
And what a great offer to say if they call in and mention the Gray Matters that they get a free upgrade to a color ad. That's
ooh,
that's pretty
super. Good stuff. Yeah,
that's pretty good stuff.
You guys might want to call in.
Heck yeah. I have my cell phone out as we speak.
That's right. There you go. All right, Donnie.
Yes.
Somebody looking for a car in their 70s, 60s, 70s, 80s. Maybe they've got some back trouble or other things. What are they looking for?
Well, what you're not looking for is a new car. And
okay.
The reason why you're not looking for a new car is because the value just isn't there, especially at 60, 70, or 80. I mean, at that point in time, how many more years will you be driving if the eyesight doesn't fail or, you know, something else should happen? So the lease return is the most attractive value out there. As Tom and I were out today at Mercedes, as he mentioned earlier, and we were looking at the 2012 E550. While we were there, we took some time to look at their lease returns, and for almost 50%, I want to say it was like 41% of the original cost on a car that has 36,000 miles on it. This is just an example.
So when you say lease return, that means that somebody leased the car for a certain amount of time.
Correct.
They returned it, and now they're reselling it. Is that
correct?
Correct.
And usually a lease is anywhere from 2 to 3 years.
So how is a lease return different from a lease?
Well, no, it is a lease. It's a car. It's a lease that's being returned.
Oh, okay. Okay, I see what you're saying.
And then
so
we
it's a
buy
lease.
That,
it's just that instead of coming back into the dealer and saying, I want to buy it out now, you know you're going to return it.
Yeah, because a lot of people liked it, especially if it's a car that you're using for company purposes. But then the cool perk about a lease return vehicle is the person who is leasing it is heavily motivated to keep very good care of it, because the car, when it gets returned and it goes for its certified check, if there are any problems that stem from lack of maintenance, mm-hmm. or from abuse or from neglect, that is translated into a payment, a fee that the leasee has to pay.
So right. You're saying you want to purchase. It's not that you want to lease the car,
no,
but you want to purchase a car that was leased
that
and
was
returned.
Previously leased,
so
right.
So that you know it's in really good condition.
Yeah, because here you get the best of both worlds. You get a great car that you know has been well maintained, because the person who's driving it, who's leasing it, is motivated to maintain it.
Because the others are going to get charged.
Correct.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, now this is different. A lease return is different than buying a rental car that's no longer a rental car, correct?
Yeah, I mean, and I want to be careful because I do work with a number of rental yards, and I have nothing but respect for how they operate their business. But what they have no control over is if someone rents a car and then they're really not motivated to take care of it.
See how much air they can get on a speed bump.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah. I hate to say this, but I remember when I was 16.
Me too. Me too. That's why I asked.
Yeah, yeah. And so, but there
and
are
you have personal experience yes. with getting air on those speed bumps there, Jim?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
I mean, but there are, you know, now AAA, the Auto Club of Southern California, if you are an Auto Club member, visit any of those shops because they are contracted by AAA to offer pre-purchase inspections, and it's a very comprehensive inspection.
Okay. We have 2 minutes left.
Sure.
And I want to talk, Donnie, about the planning that you just did.
Okay. It's something that I want to, as I said earlier before the break, I want to stand on top of the highest mountain and shout it out, but a number of years
which
ago...
Which
is Gray Matters, yes. But a number of years ago, I had considered purchasing, you know, the burial plot and the marker and the endowment and all of those things, the internment, I can't think of the terminology now, but in any case, getting all of those things in order. And of course, like anything else, it always gets put on the back burner. Recently, I had a person contact me, David Aramura was his name, and we talked a little, and I really liked what he had to say. He's
at Conejo
Mountain. Conejo Mountain Memorial, correct. Mm-hmm. We went out and viewed the property, or viewed the park.
It's beautiful
out
there.
It is gorgeous out there. But I never realized, and again, he's paying me nothing to say this. This is honestly how I feel. I never could have conceived the peace that I have gotten since I have put these final arrangements in order.
There you go.
I mean, there's no burden left for my son. I only have one boy, and every single thing down to the most minute detail has been taken care of.
That's
the only
great.
Thing my son has to do is give a call to say my dad or my mom is here. If we go together, then they are there, or
right.
And then the transportation from wherever we are at in the continental United States has been taken care of.
Wow.
The funeral arrangements have been taken care of. All of the things that go along with it have been taken care of. The plot has been, you know, that we own the property. The marker has been designed. It's just everything is done. And the piece has been absolutely incredible.
So I'm going to suggest that the only thing that would make it all even more peaceful is making sure that while you've got all of that in place, too, that you have the estate plan in place, too, as well. Because
right.
if you need to be taken care of, if somebody needs to step in and you're not dead, you're still alive, but you can't manage things. The first part of this whole thing is making sure all the paperwork is in place so that your son can take care of you while you're still alive. And now you've got everything in place so that your son can take care of you when you're gone. And then imagine the peace.
The peace. And, you know, you and I talked about this a few weeks ago, Sherry. And I, to be honest with you, it's something that's the last piece of the puzzle that we need to put in place. And you were very helpful in explaining some of the dynamic that's involved there. But that's one portion of the puzzle that is not put into place. Shame on me, but especially
I know who you might be able to go talk to.
Sure, yeah,
about
absolutely.
That.
But it's just something that I, you know, we love cars, and in fact, when I was talking with David, he said, you know, we can even make your funeral. You know, we can decorate it with race cars or whatever. Because I, as Tom said at the top of the hour, when I was younger, I used to race quarter mile.
Right.
And I used to race big block Chevrolet and bracket
there
racing.
You go.
And so I have been in racing for a lot of years. And
so
I
is that
enjoy
what
it.
You're going to do?
No, I didn't do that. No.
Donnie, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me on today. It's been nothing but fun.
Spence, you were quiet this last little bit, but we love you anyways.
I was listening, and I'm planning my estate now.
Good. All right. We'll talk after the show's over.
Thank you so much, Donnie. Thank you, Tom.
All right, another quick little commercial break. We're going to come back with Deborah Sutherland. It is a very special month coming up in the month of June. We're going to talk all about that. We'll see you in a sec.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come.
When you need legal representation, having the right team to represent you is crucial. Since 1958, Norman Dowler has helped thousands of clients with their legal matters in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Whether your case is personal injury, estate planning, probate, employment or business law, civil litigation, real estate, or family law, the attorneys at Norman Dowler offer years of expertise and knowledge. If you find yourself in need of legal representation, call Norman Dowler at 654-0911 or visit normandowler.com. The Law Office of Norman Dowler, providing legal excellence you can trust since 1958.
Hello, my name is Steve Arnold with Arnold Financial Services. Along with my business partner, Kevin Tolsma, we provide over 50 years of combined financial markets experience. There are solutions to your investment dilemmas, even in these volatile times. We would love the opportunity to discuss your financial situation. Please give us a call for a complimentary evaluation appointment. Our number is 805-384-9212. That's 384-9212. Ask for Steve.
Stephen Arnold and Kevin Tolsma are registered representatives offering securities and advisory services through Independent Financial Group, LLC, a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor. Member FINRA and SIPC.
Hey, we're back.
That was great. Isn't Donnie an awesome guy?
Donnie is an awesome guy.
He is
He's such a great guy. He's so passionate. I just love that about him. I think I love that about everyone that we talk to on this show.
Yeah.
Everyone is so passionate about whatever it is that they're doing, and it just feeds. Then I become passionate about everything, and it's amazing.
And I think that's why they're on the show, because they are passionate about what they do.
I think so.
Right, Deborah?
Well, people have said that maybe it's a touch of insanity as opposed to passion. I'm not sure what it is.
Deborah Sutherland is our guest for these last few minutes, because Deborah is an elder law attorney, retired, but still doing all sorts of things, and which come to talk to us because it is June is Elder Abuse Month.
That's right.
And
that prevention.
That doesn't mean that in the month of June we are all supposed to abuse our elders. We are supposed to be aware of the problem of elder abuse, extra aware during June. So welcome, Deborah.
Well, thank you, Sherry. It's wonderful to be here this Saturday.
That's right. And it is a lovely Saturday it is. So, Deborah, one of the things that we see a lot, and really technically it's not elder abuse, is self-neglect. Because in order for it to be abuse, someone else has to be doing it to you. But really, we see a lot of self-neglect. And that's one of the things we're talking about this month, right?
Absolutely. In fact, I work with the Congress of California Seniors now, one of my activities. And our focus has been to kind of publicize the preponderance of self-neglect. We see more self-neglect than the physical or the financial, sexual, or caregiver neglect.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of reasons for it.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you all the problems and we could talk for hours about it. But part of it is because of physical and mental deterioration that comes with age.
Mm-hmm.
As we age, our eyesight begins to dim, our hearing may go, not everybody, but enough to talk in general.
Right.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I'll explain it to you later, Jim. But also our sense of taste, our smell,
right.
All of these things go. And when you're in physical pain, you don't feel like doing anything, so you don't maybe get up and fix dinner. It's hard to clean the house. I don't want to do laundry. I'm not doing anything. I'm laying here. So I'll just wear the same clothes over and over again. If you have dementia, maybe you forget to go to the grocery store, if you could even get there. So nutritionally, you start suffering. I know that earlier that Nancy was talking about the importance of eating good. And if you can't get to the store or you physically are impaired or mm-hmm. mentally, you begin to lose these types of things.
Right. You know, I'm reading a book right now. It was at Vegas last weekend, mm-hmm. and there was a big convention, the National Association of Elder Law Attorneys. They have a big convention every year. And one of the speakers wrote a book called Elder Rage. And it's a story of her experience with her mother who was ill and her father who was showing more and more signs of dementia, but insisting on caring for himself and his wife. And a lot of the things that you're saying are the things that she's describing in this book. The house was a mess because either he couldn't really see it because he was in it all the time, or disorientation, lack of smell. He almost asphyxiated the two of them once with the gas.
Mm.
Because the gas was on and he couldn't
mm-hmm.
smell it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a real struggle for her. I'm actually going to have her on the show in the next month or so. Very interesting story.
I'd love to hear her speak.
Absolutely. Yeah. And she's a hoot, too, on top of it.
Well, I thought it was interesting because when you and I touched base about my coming in here, less than 2 weeks ago, a very dear friend of mine died, and as a result of self-neglect.
Right.
And this was one where a gentleman had physical injuries, so he was in pain. He was very young. He was only about 68 years old. And he self-medicated.
Right.
And because he self-medicated, he wasn't paying attention to his diabetes. Mm-hmm. And he fell one night, hit his head,
and that was
the next day.
Right.
And that was a lot because he had isolated himself because of his pain, his the diabetes and the drinking and the this and that. So, you know, I felt really bad about it. He's 3,000 miles away. And I felt bad that I didn't know that was going on.
But how would you that far away? And especially when someone is isolating themselves. What are some of the signs of self-neglect? So if we are near, close enough physically to our family, what are some things that we can be looking out for? Or maybe that we hear over the phone?
Okay, well, some of the things, let's talk about if you actually have some contact with your loved one or your neighbor. Mail piling up.
Okay.
Seeing them wear the same clothes several days in a row. If they have animals, are animal feces and urine piling up?
Either inside or outside.
Inside or outside.
That the meaning they're not able to clean it up
anymore.
That's
right. You know, do you see increased isolation?
And increased isolation, what that might be, I don't want to talk on the phone or
I don't want to talk on the phone. I don't want to go outside. I don't see you outside anymore. Mm-hmm. You've stopped going to your place of worship. All kinds of things.
Here's a good one. When you go visit them, you walk into the house, go to the restroom. If the bathtub in the shower is used for storage, we got an issue.
There's definitely
an
issue.
Oh, wow, yeah.
That's one of the things. That's a big sign of self-neglect is that, and this again goes back to physical or mental deterioration. Because I'm a little unsteady on my feet or I'm in pain, I'm having difficulty getting in and out of the shower or the bathtub. Well, that's right. I'm not physically active anymore. I'm just going to stop bathing or I'll just splash some water or lots of perfume. And so, yeah, that's a definite sign. And I think that we have a moral obligation to be on the lookout, not only for our loved ones, but for our neighbors.
Absolutely.
So if at our place of worship, we knew somebody that was active, and then all of a sudden they're no longer coming around.
Right. Somebody needs to go find out.
Somebody has to find
out. I agree.
And the same thing with if in a social group.
Well, and that's such a perfect place to see it, right? If you're used to seeing someone every Friday night at Shabbat services or every Sunday morning at church or whenever it is at the whatever the meeting is, and you're used to seeing them all the time, and either they stop coming altogether or perhaps even that you just see them not coming as often. You know, she used to come every week, and now maybe we only see her once a month.
Yeah.
That's not, maybe we need to go check on her.
Yeah.
And that's part of the thing about, I think, perhaps a religious community is it is a kind of a community for sure, right? It's a community. Those are people that are supposed to care about you and whom you care about, and that's a natural someone who can watch over you.
And is not every faith community charged with taking care of, you know, do unto others?
That's right.
And so I think it's very important.
I can't tell you how many self-neglect that we've been able to catch at Cypress in our independent living building. See, because our assisted living, we have care already, and independent living building, they're independent. They come and go. And that was one of the ladies who lived with us. She'd come and go. And then somebody said something one day to me. They said, you know, she's been wearing those clothes for a few days. And so I said, I went up to visit her. I went into the room, and sure enough, her shower was just packed with stuff.
Oh, was it?
And she hadn't been bathing. And so we had to have that conversation. And, you know, and then there was the battle that went on with that. Well, then I had to call Adult Protective Services because they had to get involved to help her.
Yeah. Right.
I think that now you're talking about inside an institution, a facility where people are going to be looking. We talk about in faith community where people should be on the lookout.
Right.
But also in your neighborhood.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking last night, I was looking out my front door and I realized that just in my line of sight from my front door, there are three elderly people.
And you can watch them.
And we can watch them.
Right.
And I have to say, in my neighborhood, of course, it's an old neighborhood. People have been there for years. They know when neighbor A doesn't come out and water his flowers.
That's right.
And so, and I think that as neighbors, I realize we're all busy, we've got jobs.
But what a simple solution it is, mm-hmm. just to watch out for your neighbor. And we wanted to talk about some of the solutions, and I think that's a really easy one.
It is. It's an extremely easy one.
Yeah.
You know, be a little nosy.
Yeah.
You know, go over and find out what's going on.
Yep, and that's it. And we are, and that's it. That's like really it. We're out of time. Like that's like truly it. Deborah, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And Deborah, remember, June 15th
Elder Abuse Prevention Month.
Right, and the whole month you is, but it. June 15th is a big day.
All right, thank
great
you.
Great meeting you, Deborah. Have great a job.
Have a great you. Week, everyone. We'll see you next week. This is Sherry signing off from Gray Matters.